What's up? Long time no see. Welcome back to the Laracast Snippet. I am your host, Jeffrey Way. Today, I want to talk about, I'm not sure what's the proper term, maybe confirmation bias, maybe. I think there's probably something a bit better that I'm not zeroing in on. Long time ago, and you know what? I'm being a terrible host here because I'm going to refer to a podcast that I can't remember. I don't know what podcast it was. But I was listening to them talk, and they were discussing research and data and what the data actually tells us about the things that we evangelize and we advocate. And one interesting thing he brought up related to TDD. Now, TDD, I'm a fan of it. I do it quite a bit. I wouldn't say I'm 100% TDD-er. TDD-er, is that a thing? I think in certain situations it works splendidly, and I think that term, that weird word choice, is the correct one. In certain situations, it's just perfection, the way it works. In other situations, I feel like I need to tinker more, and sometimes this just comes down to workflow and how you like to do things. So, for example, we'll get back to that other podcast in a minute, but talking about TDD, yeah, sometimes. You can't write out the code you want. You know, the idea of TDD is you write the code to describe what you want the system to do, and then you make that code work, and then when the test returns green, you're done. Or you're at least ready for refactoring. But anyways, sometimes, and you likely know this, sometimes you're not even to that point yet of writing the code you want to use. You don't even know what's going on yet. Like, sometimes you literally need to take out the Lego and just tinker around before you figure out what you're trying to build. And from my experiences and from talking with others, people widely agree that this is the case, but they take two different paths. So some people will say, okay, this was kind of my brainstorming phase. And now that I have a better understanding of what I need to do, I'm basically going to do a Git reset. I'm going to start from scratch now and then do it with TDD now that I have a better understanding of how the system should work. But other people would say, no, that's a huge waste of time. Just write the tests after. You're going to reproduce the same code anyways. If you want my opinion, both. You know, everything just comes back to both. Like, sometimes, yeah, I very much will do the brainstorming, and I feel good about it, and now I'm going to do it the right way, you know? And then other times, it just doesn't matter. Like, I got what I wanted. I'll go in and fill in the tests after, you know? So these things are not all or none. So, like, plenty of people would shame you if you're doing TDD, but you wrote the production code first, and you broke the rules, and we do not break the rules when creating websites. You just don't do that, folks. It's so silly, isn't it? It's like, just, these are guidelines. It can help. And sometimes when it doesn't help or it doesn't fit your workflow, then do whatever you want. The reality of how much shaming exists in our community, it's the weirdest thing to me. And the reality and the funny thing is, the more and more seasoned I get as a programmer, the more this kind of shaming bullshit, if we're going to be frank, annoys me. Because it makes me realize how many things I did that were completely unnecessary, but I took the approach because that's what you're supposed to do. And if you don't do that, then somehow you're not doing it right, as if coding comes down to this is the right way and this is a wrong way, and there's no gray in between, there's no trade-offs, there's just the proper web developer way to construct this class, and there is a wrong way. And oh my God, that just could not be further from the truth. I don't know where people get it in their heads that this is the case. I don't know if it's like we need, maybe the type of personality that is attracted to this industry, you need things to be ones and zeros. I don't know. Is that the case? Is it the fact that it's so difficult that we naturally gravitate towards rules that somehow allows us to connect the dots? So if we just connect this dot to that and that to that, then we will have our design. Maybe like we need to feel that way, when in reality, it's much more abstract. I don't know. But anyways, back to TDD. So I'm listening to this podcast. We branch way off. But I was listening to this podcast, and they said, okay, if we're going to review the data, the largest research project, once again, I'm a terrible host. I don't know the name of the research project. I don't know what the name of the podcast was I was listening to. I'm terrible, but just go with me. Anyways, so they did this huge bit of research on TDD. And what they found was those who implement TDD versus those who don't, when it came to comparing the quality between the two, like let's compare how well this is built and how error-prone and bug-prone this one is versus that, this non-TDD one versus this one that was created with TDD. What they found was the difference about the same. Now, isn't this interesting? Now, if you are a extreme advocate of TDD, I guarantee when you hear that, what happens? You start forming fists. Not to fight, but just that you feel the defensive side coming on. Your toes start squeezing. You feel that thing inside you where you go into defense mode a little bit. And everyone knows this feeling, right? Like somebody says, you see this in politics a lot. I don't want to talk about politics at all, but whatever leaning you have, if somebody else makes a really condescending, snarky remark about things you subscribe to, you feel that, right? You feel that like tendency, that we're going to war tendency, we're gonna battle this out. And the funny thing is, yes, we feel that for politics, for our family, but we also feel it for such silly things like which programming language is better. Like if somebody laughs at the programming language you use in your day-to-day that you happen to like, once again, you feel that defensive mode. And I guarantee this is true for TDD as well, because you learned TDD is the way to create better quality code. But then when they actually reviewed the data, they found it was about the same. It didn't have too much of an effect either way. So now you have to think, as an advocate for TDD, you yourself, I would say me personally, I am an advocate for TDD, but I'm not a defender of it. That's what I would say. I'm not so far in that corner that I need to protect it. But plenty of people are. So as an advocate for TDD, when you hear this data, I think your instinct is to immediately think, well, it's wrong. Like, I don't know who they, what projects they compared. Maybe the data is wrong. Maybe their pool was too small or too selective and it didn't account for blah, blah, blah. Your immediate instinct is to find fault in the data, right? And this is, like I said, I don't think this is confirmation bias specifically. Confirmation bias would be, what example can I use? Hot topic right now in the United States is gun control. So either way, you think guns should be banned or you're completely against it. Confirmation bias would be, I'm specifically going to read the articles and share the articles that endorse my point of view. And I'm specifically going to ignore and discredit anything that goes outside of my little bubble here, right? So that's confirmation bias. In this case, I guess it's sort of confirmation bias, but I think it's more just the fact that with TDD, the amount of time you have to invest to learn about testing, to learn all the different styles, sometimes the frameworks that surround it, all of the terminology, the workflow, it's an incredible amount of time. And to invest that amount of time and then be told it honestly has a negligible effect on the quality of the product, we don't want to hear that, right? Because you don't want to hear that all of the time you spent on this may not have been worth it, right? The same is true for just about anything. Maybe Solid is a huge one. Developers often get to their intermediate stage. They read a book on Solid, and then suddenly they are advocates for Solid, and they put the name in their Twitter bio, like we talked about many, many episodes ago. And then suddenly, they have to rewrite all of their code to follow Solid and single responsibility principle, and they're going to subtly shame anyone who doesn't do that 100%, and because they found the rules. They found the formula that connects all the dots, and they're all in at this point. So then, if you hear anything that's somewhat critical of the approach, or offers an alternative approach, or suggests that it's not as foolproof as you think, once again, your instinct is to form the fists a little bit, right? If you are a comic book character, your face would slowly start getting red as you prepare your huge response to let them know exactly and specifically how they're wrong. So this is something that exists in all of us, but it's not a good thing. If you feel yourself getting incredibly defensive about something as stupid as code or a way of building a website, if you have incredibly strong opinions about Laravel facades or something like that, you know, it's like, where is this coming from? And maybe the tough thing with it is, I see this a lot. People will defend that gut reaction they have, that defensive, I put all my time into this way, and what you're suggesting is not the way that I learned it, and I don't want to be told that everything I did was wrong. And nobody would suggest that in the first place, but it feels that way when you feel you're on the attack. But anyways, the worst thing about this is people branded as, I hate what you are talking about because it's going to hurt the newcomers. And I'm then going to be, it's so unbelievably arrogant, but I've seen this where people are like, I'm going to have to be responsible for repairing and fixing all of the wrong ways that they've learned. And it's like, oh my God, this is, can you get any more arrogant than this to assume that you figured it out and anyone who has a different opinion hasn't figured it out, and it's actually so bad that they are screwing up the next generation, and you single-handedly are going to have to fix it. I've come across this with so many people across many different languages, across many different things in life, whether it's politics or code or everything in between. It always just comes back to this overwhelming arrogance that somehow you have the missing puzzle piece that the rest of us don't. So yeah, I think we're good. That's all I have to say about that. Just we all need to try to keep ourselves in check. And when you feel that tendency bubbling up inside of you, why? Why, when somebody makes a comment about guns that doesn't line up with your view, do you feel that defensiveness inside you, that feeling that you need to protect your side's honor? Or why, if a research project returns results that TDD has a negligible effect on the quality, on the final quality of a project, do you feel, once again, do you feel that defensiveness inside of you? It's not a good thing, but we all feel it.